Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
We're turning to Dublin Airport because the airport is bracing itself for further lengthy security queues this evening after delays of up to 4 hours, causing around 300 passengers to miss their flights last weekend. The airport authority is coming under increasing pressure to urgently address the issue ahead of the Easter holiday, with workers reporting being spat at and verbally abused amid the chaos. The Junior Minister for Transport, Hildegard Nocton, met airport management in the past short while, but Ryanair and key politicians claim the government should do more. Michael O'Leary wants the army called in. Well, our man at the airport this evening is Barry Lenehan. Barry, you've just arrived. Paint a picture. What's the scene?
Yeah, a flurry of activities you can hear in the background, Sarah, and leaving on a jet plane as the song goes. But instead of the next line being, I don't know when I'll be back again, it's really a case for many people at the moment. I don't know if I'll make my flight. These lengthy queues, they've been festering for a few weeks, really hitting a peak last weekend, where the white tiles upon which I'm standing at the moment here in Terminal 1 in Dublin Airport, they were full of people, queues snaking right down the length of the terminal building, people queuing for between 3 and 4 hours. And the estimates have come from the likes of Michael O'Leary that things will get even more grim this weekend and the weekend after during the Easter period, with more and more people using the airport. In terms of the scene as I look out on it at the moment, yes, it is busy, but nothing like the scenes we saw last weekend and those queues that snaked right down the terminal building. But I'm looking just at the departure gates, and many people will have used Terminal 1, I am sure. You walk up through a bit of a holding area up to where you scan your boarding pass and then queue again before reaching security. Well, there is a large queue just before you scan your boarding pass, before you queue up again for security. So judging by having been at the airport several times in the last few weeks, you're probably looking at a queue of around 35 minutes or so to get through security right now here in Terminal 1. Several extra staff and members of Gardaí here as well. But really, the advice from Dublin Airport this weekend, where traffic is expected to expand again by up to 25% on last weekend, the advice is to arrive early. Even if you're hopping across the Irish Sea or going down to Farad 4 or up to Donegal, you have to arrive 3.5 hours early for your flight. And we can hear now from Dublin Airport's head of media relations, Graham Mulqueen.
So the advice from us in Dublin Airport is to get there as early as you can. We're telling passengers to be there around 3.5 hours minimum before your flight. If you're parking the car, probably allow another 30 minutes on top of that. But give yourself plenty of time. It is going to be busy. You've got to expect that. But if you're there 3.5 hours before your flight, you'll be through security and catching your flight in plenty of time.
And what of the queues going through security? Some reports of up to an hour this morning in Terminal 1, other people saying no queues at all. So what is the rough estimate at present, and what will it be over the weekend at those peak times?
I think the nature of Dublin Airport is that queues tend to come and go throughout the day. So obviously we saw very busy times this morning. There were some lengthy queues at times when that busy flight period, first thing this morning. So some passengers were queuing for up to about 1 hour, and that's about double what we'd normally expect and hope for in the airport at that time on a Friday morning.
Have you any handle on the number of passengers who've missed flights, perhaps today and this week?
I think what we've seen through the week has been very limited numbers missing flights. And I should say as well, missing flights doesn't just happen because of security issues. There can be all manner of reasons why people miss flights. So anyone who has a legitimate case, who has missed a flight because of security delays, our customer service team are working with them at the moment.
But the warning to passengers is also that this weekend could be 20 to 25% busier than last weekend when we saw significant queues.
This weekend, we're probably looking at around 20 to 25% higher passenger numbers than we did last weekend.
And how much does that rise again for Easter?
That is going to rise again for Easter. We're still waiting on the figures coming in for that. But what we're trying to do as a business is plan for that, to make sure that we've got the staff in place, that we've got the regime in place that's able to handle that. But it is going to be the case for the days and weeks to come that people are going to have to work with us. They are going to have to be at the airport a little bit earlier than what they normally like or what they normally expect.
Travelling through Birmingham Airport, for instance, myself 2 weeks ago, there was a member of staff at security basically bringing forward those people who had flights flights which are departing imminently. Is that not a mechanism that could be brought in Dublin Airport to help those people whose flights are perhaps departing sooner than others?
Yeah, that is something that we're looking at in Dublin as well. I think what we're doing at the moment is looking at every option we've got available to us. One of the things we've done actually is introduce a staff work task force whereby we're redeploying people from within other parts of the business.
So that's Graeme Mulqueen there, Head of Media Relations at Dublin Airport. Gosh, if you have to arrive 3.5 to 4 hours early for a flight and your flight's at 7 o'clock, that's no fun, is it, if you've a small family, Barry? Graeme also mentioned some of the measures that they're taking to address the problem. So what more can you tell us about those? And do you think it'll go far enough?
Well, it appears it is some fun to some people, Sarah, because images on social media showed people here this afternoon who arrived 3.5 hours before their flight, no queues, and the queue at the bar at the other side was rather lengthier than the queue for security. But in terms of the measures here at the moment, the queue is actually extended whilst we were listening to Graeme Mulqueen, a group of around 30 joining it there. But yes, I see pink jackets. Those are the people from other sections of the airport who are helping people getting through security. The queue is very much extended. Extending now, can I say, and also I'm seeing fluorescent jackets, the jackets of airport police and Agartha Síochána, an increased presence from those due to reports of airport staff here, security staff, being spat at and being verbally abused. And this was outlined earlier on the News at One by SIPTU's aviation sector organiser, Niall Phillips.
Now, we've also been assured that extra airport policing, and there'll be an extra airport policing guard presence around the airport that peak times to ensure there's some order in relation to how people are interacting with our security officers. Right. We've seen a marked increase over recent weeks in relation to unwelcome interactions from the public with our members. That would be something that our members would have faced maybe on an ongoing basis, but not to the level they've been experiencing in recent weeks. There's also been in recent weeks, which puts extra pressure on our members in security, there also have been extra security measures introduced as well. So a percentage increase, for example, of swabbing of bags, maybe from what was 10% now up to almost 25%. So that's putting extra pressure in that area of the airport as well.
Meanwhile then, Barry, we know that the junior transport minister, Hildegard Nocton, she met airport management in the past short while. Do we know anything about how that meeting went and what else is happening politically around all of this?
Yeah, lots of traffic taxiing on the political runway, if you will, on this one, Sarah. And just a statement literally just to my hand here from the Minister of State for Transport, Hildegard Nocton. That meeting has just concluded with airport management in the last few minutes. And Minister Nocton saying this evening that she has established a daily crisis management meeting regarding the security queues at Dublin Airport. Will she be apprised of the situation by airport management, including the DEA CEO, Dalton Phillips, on now what it seems a daily basis. So underlying how urgent a priority this now is to address. This is a crisis, as she says. Will this management meeting pass much truck with the Ryanair chief executive, Michael O'Leary? He is saying this evening that the army needs to be called in as a matter of urgency to address these long queues which are forming before my eyes here at Dublin Airport. He's calling for up to 200 army personnel to help out with the situation here at Dublin Airport over the next 6 to 8 weeks. Is the DAA still looking to hire between 200 and 300 additional security staff? They have hired up to 100 staff heretofore this year, but extra security checks meaning that it is taking longer to get them through the system. Ryanair also looking for the government to intervene, calling on the Department of Transport to hold an emergency meeting of the National Airport Air Transport Facilitation Committee and the Oireachtas Transport Committee as well. They're also putting their focus on the Transport Minister Eamon Ryan and his junior Hildegard Nocton. Some members of that committee saying that essentially the government not doing enough to address this issue, and members of that Oireachtas committee, they're to visit Dublin Airport on Monday to see for themselves what measures are being put in place by airport chiefs to deal with this situation. And a member of that committee and a local TD here is the Labour TD for Fingal, Duncan Smith, and he told me how issues around Garda vetting need to be urgently addressed.
Anything to do with aviation, be it industrial relations issues, be it staffing, or no matter what the case may be, that the minister and the department does not want to get involved. But I'm sorry, this impacts on the people of Ireland, the people who are visiting Ireland, local workers, businesses, the economy. So this needs to be resolved. And it's the role of government to do what it can in order to do that. And when we're looking at issues in relation to Garda vetting, when we're looking at issues in relation to pay and terms and conditions, then there is a role for the government to be an active actor.
How confident are you that severe bottlenecks over the Easter period won't happen at present?
At the moment, I have no confidence that we're going to resolve this, because I haven't received any assurance from government that they're going to put the necessary resources into Garda vetting. The DAA are still saying they're having trouble in recruiting, kind of signs from the DAA that wages or terms and conditions are going to be changed. So unfortunately, as things stand, we could be seeing this happen throughout the month of April and through Easter. And I think if we get further into the summer season, this could have real knock-on impacts on our reputation and for people who want to travel out of the country, be it on holidays or business. And, you know, that could be really damaging for what we need in 2022, which is a strong post-COVID recovery for our travel and tourism industry.
And that is Labour TD for Fingal and Dáireadh, this Transport Committee member Duncan Smith, ending that report from Barry Lenehan from Dublin Airport. Just one text on this from one of our listeners to 51551. This person says airports around the world have this problem. Heathrow, for example, has 12,000 vacancies. Interested to hear from you on that. If you've been out and travelling over the last couple of weeks, have you encountered these sorts of queues anywhere else? Let us know.